Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful evening. Another day that the Lord has given us. And so I must say, how in the world are you? Because what they say, Uncle Billy's doing fine, just fine. Quick question. Does everybody know what's going on? You know, tonight is another in a line of many to come. 365 days with the law. Brought on by Kobe T. Holloway, my oldest, my eldest, however you might like to say it. Really, it's just a blessing to have a son that thinks about giving and giving back so well. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you folks think you do, but just so happens you don't. You ain't never been there. So, can't miss what you can't measure. Yeah, that's what it is. You just can't miss what you can't measure. But great day. So, are all of us blessed people going to just sit there, or are we going to do something? Are we going to say, thank God for another day? I know you hear me. So, if you don't play like it, I know you heard that part. Yeah. So, what they say in the good book, another fine mess you done got. No, that ain't the good book, is it? Yeah, see, just like a young lady said on Facebook just yesterday, you're not really listening. You're just waiting on something that might interest you. But you're doing something else and you're doing something else. But either way you go, you're serving a great purpose. You are calling in to fake it. So I can let you slide with it this evening simply because of who you are. I think I was telling some youngsters yesterday that selective listening is a habit amongst young people. That's their ideal way of ignoring you, you know, and most of the time it's why you're looking at them. It's why you trying to decide, am I doing the right thing by trying to deal with this youngster? And all of the time you are, it's just in which the way that you deal with youngsters. You have to deal with youngsters now more on an equal basis simply because most of them think they're smarter than you are. So, and guess what? In a lot of cases, they are, but they're not smart as you are if you are a sensible thinking adult. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me? Because all the time in the world, if you're doing what you're supposed to do with young kids, young children, you know, y'all know I don't like that word kids. I'm just force of habit. When people tell you it's a bad word to them, you try not to use it. It has never been no bad word to me because I wasn't raised in the country. But one of my best friends told me, man, a kid is a goat. Don't be calling them children no, you know. And he was quite a bit older than I was, so, but see, I was young, he was older. The point I'm trying to get over to you now, people will listen when there's an interest. And if you always keep something objectionable or something idiotic but sensible, y'all don't get it. Y'all see, y'all still not getting it. Idiotic but sensible to say to youngsters, you'll always have a listening ear. The point being, something interesting will almost interest anybody. Y'all didn't hear me. It's just that simple. Something interesting will almost interest anybody. Unless you just a zip fool that don't want to listen, don't want to learn, you know, well, it, you know, it's not going to interest you. And if you're around that type of person long enough, his ignorance is going to wear off on you. You know, I just thought I'd put it all in the same bag, and since we're talking about trying to interest folk and making bad choices, good choices, I keep trying to tell y'all, everything I said leads up to, if not a solution, an extra grievous problem. That means either you haven't been listening to all the shows or watching whatever. You know, because just because we fixing to get ready to go on YouTube and all of that don't mean you try to get your hair fixed and all of that, because you're not going to be on it. See, I almost used that double negative there. You know, you're not going to be on it. You know why? Because you are one of those selective listeners. You hear what you want to hear. You see what you want to see. There's a contingent. Yes, a contingent on winning some of our routine and simple rewards. And that is, you got to be willing and able to participate. Y'all don't hear me? See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You want to win, but you don't want to do nothing. And you almost got to be there or here or somewhere to even apply for it. You can't sit in your playlist and stuff for tomorrow night's show and Saturday night's show. And sorry I got in a little late today, but I was working. You know, some of us got a job. You know, me and my boss was working. We was trying to get in here so we could get to y'all today, and so that we could get some information to you all about tomorrow night's show and Saturday night's show, in which we're going to have our playlist ready. See? Yeah. I couldn't even sleep today thinking about y'all. How is I'm going to get this wonderful music back to them lonesome folk? Know y'all got to be lonesome. Ain't sent your playlist in yet. You know, you got to be. Well, I ain't got nothing to do. I'm lonesome. Yeah, you know, I know you. I know you. I know all about you. If I don't know you, I know your cousin. If I don't know your cousin, I know your uncle. Somebody. So, do like everybody else and just shine on, brother. Because, We gonna make you like us, whether you want to or not. And it ain't gonna be forced. It's gonna be a slow process. I know you heard that. No, I ain't talking about no comb. I ain't talking about your hair. See there? See there? You just selective listening. But I hope you're ready for us when we get there, because we are coming to, you know, knock a few of y'all off your feet, off of your track, you know, just by doing some of the things y'all been wanting to do all the time. You know, y'all ask for a Bunton reunion, we give you a Bunton reunion. Y'all ask for a Bunton party, we gonna give you a Bunton party. We gonna have a God dog me block around South Dallas, God dog me, in the upcoming month sometime. Gonna shock y'all. Y'all gonna be, what they doing down there? If you'd have got dog, we come by the office like I had requested, you'd know. But you just wanna take your time. I know I'm supposed to be talking about something else tonight, but golly, you got to listen to all of it. I'm coming, golly. Turn your head, sit back, relax, all of that. Let the music hit you. Because, we coming to get you what you asked for. Everything that you asked for. Because It's about time. I think you deserve it. You know that song, Give Me What You Promised Me? Yeah. So just hang on. We're gonna make you understand that it's not just a figment of your imagination. We really came to give you what we promised you. Because it's all about doing what you say you're gonna do when you say you're gonna do it. Yeah, y'all remember that show, don't you? Well, guess what? I'm here, and I'm almost ready. So, like Marvin Gaye said, let's get it on. Because yeah, it's just like that. So, are we coming together on this? Is it just my imagination that I begin to get feedback from some folk that's been listening all of this long, just didn't know what they was going to do? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what it's all about. I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent that music in, though. Or if you just started, who was I? That, she must know it's going to be a short show tonight. So she clocked in early so she can make her commentary. It's Thursday night and I just got paid. Oh, I didn't get paid tonight, did I? Good, wonderful evening, Miss Guru from South Dallas with all of the information. I got a big question to ask you about the pink stove. The one that they call, what they call it? TC's Grocery on Bear and Crozier and Bear and all of them streets. Hello.
My ear had hit the whole button. I apologize. I'm sitting up here talking to you, thinking you can hear me, and you can't. So I apologize for that. But
You put me on hold.
No,
on
never,
purpose,
never, never, never.
I was fishing for somebody.
I don't have those type of agendas. That's not in my makeup. My metabolism don't even hold that type of.
She went biological science.
I'm trying to let you know. When my mother and my father came together, there was nothing like that in the program. It was all straight up, and that's what they did. I was brought forth, and none has come after me, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, let me tell you one thing.
I told you already, but as I said, it was on hold, so I'm gonna get back to what. You were talking about in the beginning. Yes, I do have that information. That's where I just come from.
I'm gonna hit that button in 1 minute. 365 hours with God, and I got to read this before, you know, at the top of every show, you know, what
right. Your
main topic is supposed to be, because this one I kind of fell in love with. Because as I was writing it and remembering stuff, man,
right. It
brought back a lifestyle that was second to none. 365 hours with God, almost everyone had. But when you asked how did you get out of there, you will be surprised. Oh, man, I'm missing some of this. Some of my writing is gone. Have you ever been into a place that you couldn't get out of?
Several times.
Okay.
Some of them. I still have I still have post-traumatic stress, like Terry Palin's son have.
Yeah, so, you know, what the question I asked tonight was, have you ever been in a place with no way out? And then this was one of the answers. Yes, almost everyone had. But when you ask how did you get out, how did you get out of there, you will be surprised by some of the answers. People that has just called on the Lord, God, to get me out of this one, and I'll, you know, are you afraid to say that God pulled you out of there, pulled you through? More tonight on the Bundtown Live Radio Show with Uncle Billy as your host from 6:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. on Bundtown Live and Radio, always arriving with positive input. Call in with your thoughts and opinion at 1 and the number. Now, for everybody that's listening already either have the number or they got me in their pocket. Aha.
That's
me. They got my apps unheard of. You know, they can do that too. Intelligent folks can. I don't know what no app is. But that's what, you got so many people, they'll call on the Lord, and that's just the way they do their friends and family, you know. They'll call on us until they get us, use us up, make them false promises, and then they'll say, I help myself, you know. They don't give the Lord his due, and they sure don't give the people that prayed for them and pulled them through. None of they just do.
All right. So well, I go with on that. I found out that just as Malcolm X said, that you know, God ain't no hustle. You know, it's not a part of that hustle. And a lot of people use it for their own intent and purposes. See, what's happened in our day and age, that you, it has become so difficult to discern between those that are sincere and those that are insincere until when you run into someone who's using that a lot of times, you already on guard. And see, that's the new hustle right today. Just like the, it's always been one to a certain extent. People have always used the Creator for their own gain, even in the temples when he threw some of those money changers wearers over. So this is nothing new, that they've always used the Creator to extort finances. They had people giving out their last for that reason, and it was to pump them up, and because you had to make them feel like they were something big. So what has happened is that as you for those who have really indulged into learning about the philosophy and the study of the creation and the Creator as he really is and actually exists, you're able to speak on a more intellectual form. That's just like speaking to Uncle Billy about Pooh. You see, you can't miss him. So once you get to that understanding about those things that are in the Bible, and you go, you can talk to people who have gone to the seminary, et cetera, and get a very, very creative conversation and agree on some things. Because see, there are some things that you have to start with. They only taught in the seminary, and they say, if you keep them dumb, so to speak, or keep them without that knowledge, lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you don't know some things, then a person can come in and use a few intimidating phrases or scriptures on you, and you feel like they are the top of the line in the knowledge of the kingdom, the creation, creator. But once you indulge in learning doing of those things and are not intimidated. That's the same as in your books, even on the computers, certain things. Some people are not intimidated by, some are. So, but those are the things that are natural things that, you know, I sit up and tell you in a minute, oh, no, I don't know that. I can't do that. But there are some things that people do when it comes down to the Creator. They swear up and down that they've healed people and they've done some things to make you, you know, swell them up. And we, you know, it's a difficult task to be able to tell, discern, because a lot of us have been duped. And like I said, it's what was that? Malcolm X said it's the opiate of the masses, or it's the new dope, so to speak, because you got some people doing some terrible things in the name of the quote unquote Lord. And what a lot of people that I know, they say, well, which Lord are you talking about? See, you can talk about a landlord, you can talk about Lord Calvert, and I'm not being facetious about it. I'm just saying that some people use those spiritual things in a physical manner to dupe you. And that's just what I'm saying. See, I don't do 365 hours with God. I do 365 days with God. And I'm going to keep doing them like that. Now, that's just for me. And as I stated, I'm very, very serious when it comes down to understanding and knowing who your Creator is. And just like I said, and I don't change it, my personal relationship with my God is totally personal and is not open to a discussion with anybody unless they want to talk about reality in scriptures and get a dictionary and encyclopedia. Other than that, you know, I can understand if you just say God bless you and keep going. That's just me. I'm not the normal person. My family kicked me out because of my non-denominational status. Because I know that there is a God. I totally and honestly praise Him every time I breathe. My breathe say, that's a praise right there. Every time I breathe, and every time my heart tick, that's a praise. And I take it very, very seriously. I don't talk. They always see that everything getting to. You don't have to talk the talk if you walk the walk. But if you have someone that is in a good conversation with you and knowledgeable about that subject, just like I said, lawyers can talk about law, computer techs talk about computer, nurses talk about with nurses. But that common man, you just do topical things, because otherwise you get into a situation that's easily capable of making duping you, because people come in and use that asking for different things, and it's a total dupe. People are going to elderly people's homes, making those statements. They let them in, they go in and take them for every dime they got, or go in and look around and find valuables because they've used it, the Lord tool. So what has to happen is you can't be duped just because somebody come up and say a thing. It's not. It's getting. We're getting in a different time and phase of the creation. For instance, yeah, we can tell that by our politics. I have seen a lot of presidential elections, or I definitely haven't been in able to vote in a lot of them, but since I have been voting, I tell you one thing, I have never seen such a circus in my life. I've never seen it. I've never seen personality.
That's because that's what the public wants. But let's get back to the show. Reason for tonight's show, 365 Hours with God, is my eldest son, as I said earlier. My eldest son is two shows per week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, of 265 hours with God. I told him I'd never done 265 hours with God currently, uncurrently, and that I don't even know if I could. Because I still live somewhat in my past. I am a religious, spiritual person. But it's totally like the young, like Miss Boone said, totally in me and my God. But since he has these shows scheduled, I have to keep the titles up until I find out of the information. And on that, as I said, I was speaking about... everyone's been in tight situations, but those tight situations is when they say, God, if you help me out this time, I'll be good and I'll do this because I've done it. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, I'm going to tell you all something I heard. I'm going to tell you about experiences. I'm going to tell you about things that helped turn my life around and might help somebody else. So as I found out that more and more of the skirmishes I was getting into was a little deeper the next time than it was the last time. And that's probably because, as I said, I was saying, God, you need to help me out of this. Help me out of this. I'll do better next time, God. And yeah. I was playing the Jonah game. You know, Jonah was in the well. My Lord had been telling Jonah
before all of that happened. Yeah, he was told to go to Nineveh, and he didn't want to do what God had said. He wanted to, he decided to cop out and go to Tarsus. And so while he was on that boat, like you said, then the other people that was there knew it was somebody on there that was causing that situation. And the boat was getting ready. It was what they called the tides was getting high, so to speak. And they were getting ready to sink. And so they had to cast lots, which what you know how you talk about gambling? No, they had to cast lots, and when they cast lots, they said somebody got to be, we got to throw somebody out because somebody is not doing something right. That's the way the gods was back then. They felt very serious. So when they cast the lot fell on Jonah, and Jonah said, "Okay, then just go on and cast me over." And when he was cast out. That's when he was in the belly of the specially prepared fish that they call a whale. But go ahead. I'm just letting you know that I understand some things. So just go ahead. Go on. Go on.
So what I was saying is that as soon as you realize all of the lies you've been telling to the wrong source, you begin to kind of understand the nature of the beast. You know, you don't owe no man no lie. But when you begin lying to man, it's even more disrespect to yourself than it is anybody else. Because, you know, man can't do no more than you do what you let him or what you inspire him to do. So you, after making some of these changes and realizing that it's time for a real change, then, you know, you come on up to the office, tell us about your friends that need help and whatever, and let's get back on the road to Bonton Rising Radio. What they do and what they can do is different than what. And when friends know you're not lying to them and you're trying to do better for them, they tend to have a better listener than selective listeners. So when I was talking about selective listeners, them youngsters want to listen to what they want to hear, and they can include you out. Yeah, you know, when they get on them phones and all them. not the iPhones and the tablets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
While you standing there doing all your talking and trying to put them in check, they already in check. They playing their games on the and texting to their friends and saying, I'm listening to these old folks. And that's the kind of stuff that you got to change early in the game. Because if you wait too late, you lost. And you've lost them. Because that's total disrespect. But you're not even to tell them about respect and disrespect. Because for so long, you've been lying and fooling yourself. You lie to them in public. And tell Bill, man, I'm not here. Tell the insurance man, I'm not here. I ain't giving them my money today. I'm buying new shoes. Yeah. You're teaching your children how to lie, how to butt cut, and how to know how to don't last. You know, just like Lord, if you keep up, Lord, if you help me this time, your conscience, your honest conscience will soon come back to bother you enough to where you realize I've been sending these kids wrong messages. But you've been sending everybody wrong messages. Because everybody that you've been telling them lies to, when they know you lied, because how did you get out of there? First thing you do, I did it myself. Everybody know you didn't do it yourself. Everybody know you lied. But some of them is just like you. They don't really care. But the ones that know you lied say, well, maybe next time. So this is one of maybe them next time. We are coming to South Dallas, Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services to do wonderful things. And just like the wonderful young lady from the Guru of South Dallas was about to tell you all, we finding out information all the time that stores are closing, especially the ones we don't like, especially the ones, let's hope all of them close, so that when we get there, you'll have something to look forward to, because we're going to do something. We're going to do exactly what you need. We're going to do exactly what you've been praying for and what you're asking for. But guess what? We can't do none of it unless you say, we need this, we need that. So get prepared. Don't get prepared to do no struggling, no fighting, because you can't fight right with a lot of dumbness. Ignorance and the past ignorance is over. Now let's get in it to win it. Let's get together. Let's move forward, because we'll be there. Let me take that back. We already there. I just need to get up off my sorry butt and come down to the office and show my face, show my beautiful face, you know, let y'all know I'm here, y'all. But guess what? I can't do it without a little help. Give me a call. All of y'all that know me, you got my number. If you ain't got my number, all you got to do is ask somebody that think they know it. And if you dial the wrong number too many times, I'll answer anyhow. Catch that. Now, you want to hear some important news from the Guru Lady of South Dallas? Because I want to hear it. I'll holler, but I'll be back, Jack. Holler, Miss Guru Lady from South Dallas. Tell me about the store and the stuff down there. Hello?
As I was saying, they have a for sale sign.
I couldn't hear none of what you were saying. You have to start over. Your phone was on mute again.
Oh, well, you know, you have to, I have to bear in mind that I don't want people knowing that I'm doing my meal at the same time I'm listening to you. Because I know that this is a meal that I'm eating also. I'm getting full listening to you, because I'm getting full from a spiritual point of view. But I got to get the meal from, you know, that physical. I got to feed myself. But what I was saying is that, yes, I have the information for this, letting you know that they ready to go and move back to Vietnam or where. So wherever they are originally from, there have been some real great people, but that you know, sometimes you make enough money, you can do that. And
yeah,
they made enough money in the neighborhood.
You make $1 million and save all of it. Don't get none back to the community. None back to the neighborhood.
That's not what they was sent to do. They was sent to do a job. They did it. They got, I'm sure they got some grants or loans like the government normally does, and set them up pretty good, and they was able
to... They can't leave without paying them back.
Was able to come and take advantage of in the community, the alcohol, the cigarettes, and food, and some that's going over there to get some things for, you know, that they necessities that were always marked up very, double the price sometimes. But at any rate, they are leaving what they say. They are leaving the building, opportunity for the community, so to speak, to deal with the people. Okay, so that's like you were saying, it's that time, and the availability is there. I know you had mentioned earlier, even about a place where you can get soul food again in Dallas. You know, Clara Kitchen, South Dallas. We need that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having somewhere to go and get some red beans and cornbread when it's cold.
That's right.
How you feel about that? Ain't nothing wrong. We go and get some oxtails, some dressing, on a day, and you know that it's clean and it's cooked by some people who know what they're doing. Like mama, I'm not going to say that, because can't nobody do what mama and grandmama did. But get close to it, okay? Get close to it. Or you know what? I know in your case, what niece Pam even do. I know that. But you told me you did a little good version of y'all. But what we want to do is make sure that whoever come in can start cooking some of this soul food with and people say it can't be done, but I beg your pardon. You can cook soul food, and it can still be good to you, and it can still be good for you.
With my brother. I told you that's going to be the last part of my commentary. Go on and finish yours, because I'm gonna talk about that word right now. I'm going to talk about that word.
You go on. I'm finished.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of our biggest opponents. God and Thomases that believe hate is a great word. Y'all can't do this. Y'all can't do that. I don't even like to hang around those type of people.
Can't get killed.
Because what they don't understand is they're singing like hell about Freddie being dead. But they got dogs and you can't do much. Y'all are looking in the mirror. And you can't understand right. You know, right outweighs can't. So when you got right on your side, can't ain't even in the book. Let's get on the stick and raise the mindset of people not to believe in God and promises, and people that don't make nothing for themselves, let alone don't make nothing for nobody else. Let's talk about the people that don't try to provide a little help in you getting some of the things you want. Yeah, I love soul food. I don't eat just anybody's soul food. And if I eat that, yeah, depending on that, it's some good food. Because I don't eat at the fast food. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
And anybody that knows me can attest to that fact. I don't eat it almost in your restaurant in $5.
Yep.
Got some of the name of them. I bet you I ain't forgot what I like about them.
Right.
So I test that out. I tried new flavors the other night. But guess what? I'm not going to even call the name. I didn't get none. Till I die. So it is $5 is coming back. It's coming back strong. And if you wait a minute, y'all ain't going to hear none of this. It's something we're sticking from your vocabulary. And that's at the top of the list. So just stop it. All right, or put some positive things on your lips and let's get on with it. It's on. Bunton rising, coming. We already here. And we're moving down the street on a regular basis. We're coming where you are. And if you got something negative to say about it, because we ain't bringing nothing harmful to the kids. We bringing something better. We bringing reading, writing, arithmetic, better schools, better surroundings, and everything that you think of that we did in the old days. That's what it's going to be like. Everybody been saying, we want to take our country back. But we want to take our country back. And you can bank on that. Uncle Bill said it, and I'm coming. I'm already here. Look out the door. You might see me. And that's my commentary for tonight. I'm going to shut down early before I say something I don't mean. That wind right there incites you. You are firing the people of state and affairs and keep them out. Here we are. We like the elephant in the living room. Now what you going to do?
What you going to do?
You can't eat.
When they come for you?
You can't eat, man. So with that, I'll be at adios, good night, and all of that other good stuff. I'm going to go out for the evening because it's time. But
all right.
This green lady, I knew you need to hear some of that because you seem fired up already, so I had to cool you down.
I stay fired up. You know that.
So I will be there as soon as I can. I was going to try to come yesterday, but I hit a couple of bricks. But guess what? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to let that slow me down. I hear it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Beg pardon?
It's so sunny in South Dallas today, I tell you.
Yeah, I hear that.
It was so sunny. I went to the post office, Juanita Craft. I go from Malcolm X to Al Lipscomb Street, and I make my little old turn to Martin Luther King Center, and I come back around to Malcolm X, and I go down to Elsie Faye Higgins, you know.
Yeah, I haven't been on I haven't been on Elsie Faye Higgins. I'm talking about the new one.
Yeah, I go straight on down. My ending location was down there at Carlton Garrett.
Lord have mercy. That lady was telling me they already did it. I interrupted her and I shot her down. I said, baby, they ain't did it yet. I said, they keep saying it, but they done did it.
It's on the map. It's been on the map for over a year. Probably 2 years. It's been on the map. It's on Google. Once it gets on Google, it's there. Yeah.
But have they put the signs up?
Everything is there.
All right, I'm coming. I'll be down there.
Yeah. Well,
I'll do that.
Yeah, hey, it's here. It ain't going nowhere. I know I just left from there. Always kinfolks, as they say. We kinfolks from years and years of being around each other.
Oh, man, I found out who ISIS was.
Oh, you know that she's a Brantley?
Yes.
Oh, man, you get off this phone. I'll talk to you later. Me and Dana sat up, and when what's the lady name that was in the movies? Big Mama House, I believe. The lady that taught at Madison. What's her name?
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
In the movies, she was
there.
At the house festival that I told you about. And Isis and I got together. I love her because a lot of people act like they don't know you. But what she did was she got with me, and I got it on video. We did something we did as kids called Stuff Like That. And I will show it to you. And I will show it to Miss Morgan because she was asking about it. And guess what? It's gonna blow your mind because I sat on my tablet and messed it up. I was gonna send it out, but anyway, I'm finna get ready to do this dinner. But I want to just say good night.
The doctor's on the line now. Hold on, stay on the line, and let the doctor eat. Hold 1 second.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing? I got that information.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great, lady. Doing great. I did get that information, and I'll be sending it to you.
Good.
Okay.
We want to go check it out. Did you speak with them personally?
Not yet. I didn't know if you wanted me to try to do that. I was trying to keep you know. Okay.
Well, I can do that.
Have
you sent it to me already?
Not yet. I'll send it to you.
Okay. Well, I'm
getting ready to.
It.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Nice
cool.
talking to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Huh?
Yes.
Ms. Guru, stay online a second more because what I need from you is the same thing. But like I said, if I get ready to come down that way tomorrow, is it a possibility that I can see you?
Okay.
I'd meet you somewhere like on Malcolm X or Martin Luther King or. Yes, if they hear you.
Mr. Parnell. Mr. Parnell.
Yes.
We're getting, do you guys hear any reverb on your phone, or is it just my phone?
Yeah, that's coming off of, I don't think it's my phone, but that's Ms. Guru's phone.
It could be on mine, let me see. It could be on mine because I have it on speakerphone. Let me go ahead and get with you guys later, and I'm going to go ahead and send that to you, that document to you tonight, okay?
All right, great, because we want to get by
all right.
there, like, to either
okay,
tomorrow
Okay, let me
or
get
Saturday.
Off, because I just turned the speaker off, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good evening. Holla. All right, Doc, how's it going?
Super well, super well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty great. I thought you were stopping through. I almost didn't have this show set up right because, you know, I was kind of skeptical. I thought maybe you wanted to make some changes tonight. So I waited. And then I said, well, no.
Well,
she ain't even called, so I'll do something.
No. Evis just got in town today, so. We'll make those changes. We're going to spend Saturday over there. We're going to do it on Saturday, but probably tomorrow. Now, that's air stuff, but I was calling to check in with you, and Evis got in town this morning, and he had, you know, engagements tonight.
Right.
To do tonight.
Well, you know, I was on dialysis all day, so I spoke with him and he was anxious, but you know I understand. Tomorrow is fine. I have to be here a while anyhow because of some restrictions I have in the transportation thing, you know, and all of that.
Uh-huh.
But
I had asked him. I think it might be Saturday because I asked him when could we do something. He said probably Saturday. He flew in to take care of Art of Dentistry. He has two clients, myself and another client.
Yeah,
and
well,
so he flies in every other
week. It'll have to be Saturday evening. You know, I'm on dialysis in the daytime.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this will be perfect because he'll be there, you know, during the time that we're putting on the blues stuff. So he'll be there for that.
That sounds great. We'll have a blues show. Are we having the hip-hop show tomorrow?
Absolutely. I have my download.
Right.
He's here, so he's going to make
sure
we're set up.
I'll put the machine today. I'll put the info. Are y'all gonna set up the whole show?
Yes. So when are we going to start? Okay, we're going to have a new dial-in number soon, right? Or not?
In 2 weeks or so, unless we just want to go on and do it sooner, like I said. But that'll be, you know, we have a show up and running until the 14th, unless, like you said, we just drop it and start another one.
Well, I really like this one. I really don't want to drop it if possible.
Well,
but
we keep the same number and everything, then
just keep what we have, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. I just couldn't figure out how to get in there, but I think I asked them to trying to get a new password. I mean, anyway, I'll talk about that later. That's technical stuff. How long are you running tonight? What's the topic of conversation?
The time was up at 7:15. But you know, in the overflow is paid for already too, though.
I see.
So, yeah, but so that means we can talk for at least another hour.
We're not online right now, right? Oh, okay, good.
No, it's just you and I. Just you and I.
That's
basically what it was. I want to know about tomorrow night's show and everything, and because it is music, and you know I can't do music.
Yes, I know. Well, I'm taking him hostage.
But
he's going to work with me tomorrow, and we're going to get it all done.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Will you keep me posted?
Absolutely.
And about the other thing, we'll talk in the morning at our usual time.
Okay, will do.
Yeah. Well, I sure thank you, boss, for calling in and checking on me.
Well, what about what other thing?
I can't say that on the air. You know, people still listening.
Oh, I thought we were off the air.
We are off the air, but we still connected to the system that we don't know that much about.
Okay. Right. Okay, I'll call you right on your regular phone.
All right. Now,
all
call
right,
me on iPhone, you know.
334-304-1702. All right. You know, if you had a wonderful day today, I know I did, and I know you
did. I had a great day today. I'm telling you, I don't have to have surgery. Talk to a guy that's going to come in tomorrow. That's another reason I have to be here. Something I dreamed about the other day, with reflexology. I hadn't heard about it the other day, and I dreamed about it. And Dr. told me yesterday I got some deep tissue massages and stuff. I wouldn't have to do surgery. Yeah. So Lord is good.
Awesome.
The show was like it was tonight. You know, you get what you pray for. You get what you ask. And now that the elephant is in the living room in South Dallas, what they going to do with us? Eat us?
Oh, no. But if they do, they better put some darn good sauce on it.
But, God, I got another guy. I got a South Dallas guy on the other line. Old time guy. He's been down there for longer than I have, 60-something years.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He's going to be bringing some information to the forefront about South Dallas that we all have been thinking about, and that history I was telling you about, those names that I tell you. I don't know them folk, them white folk. Well, he ain't no better than I do. And we got some more friends down there that's got information, too.
All right.
So everything we after is falling in line, falling in place. This guy called me, told me out the blue.
Really?
And yeah, this is going to be a historically presentation that we go put on these people because a lot of them don't even know where they been and where they stay. So when
Educating
them about the have beens and whatever, they'll begin to understand that they deserve a whole lot more. Yes.
Yes, they do.
So that's my
opening
night, Doc.
All right.
Y'all, whoever listen, y'all know that's the one and only Doc. And don't try to call her Doc Holiday either. All right, Doc Morgan.
Good night.
You have a great evening, and I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.